The Vietnam War was the first war to have battle-by-battle coverage both in the daily news and in the newspapers. The Vietnam War was not the first war where public opinion mattered. However, it was the first war where there was daily media coverage from the front lines showing the carnage that would take place. The media was focused on having their daily battle coverage. This prevented the true message of the war from getting out. This made it impossible for politicians to show what the war was really for, because the government could no longer hide behind pro-war propaganda. The government now had to justify why American children had to die on a daily basis. This made the Vietnam War the first war with major opposition on the home front. The majority of this opposition came from students who were away at college. Sometimes the student protests would get a little carried away, though. One example of this is the Kent State Massacre, which has gone down in history as the worst protest during the Vietnam War era. The student protests began at Kent State on May 1st, 1970. This was one day after Nixon had delivered a speech. During the demonstration at Kent State, the students started to get a little out of hand and ended up burning down the ROTC building. The National Guard was called in at this point to protect the university from the students. During the next 2 days, the National Guard tried to silence the student protests using tear gas and other means. However, they were unsuccessful. Finally, on May 4th, 1970, the National Guard could not disperse the 2,000 students still gathered to protest. They eventually took aim and fired upon the students. 4 students were killed by the National Guard and many were injured. This massacre caused students at over 900 colleges to protest and included 4.3 million students. 51 campuses were forced to close for the remainder of the semester. The war would not officially end for another 5 years, but this was a huge blow to the public support, especially since there was such little support to begin with. The Vietnam War would drastically change how the government deals with public media to protect the public opinion and keep it positive. The stories of the war will still come out, but there will no longer be frontline correspondents reporting on the war as the events happen. The war